while you were out of town. I left the man with the steam cleaner all alone in the house and watched from my shack as he poured bucket by bucket the gray brackish water that had rinsed our comings and goings from the carpet. That morning I had moved all the small items, hassock, coffee table, magazine rack, and more, to the hardwood and tile to make way for his work. Also the two end tables, the floor lamp, everything one man could lift by himself, including the dog's toys and the window shade ropes. And I would have noticed, had it been on the floor, your black, lacy bra hanging by a strap from a dresser handle, but I'm sorry, there it was, after he left, still hanging, though I noticed it hung this time by the left shoulder instead of the right, as though it had fallen as he cleaned the alley next to your side of the bed, that trouble spot where the dog sleeps. Yes, that's it, I'm sure. It had fallen, and he, in one professional motion, had put it back, as I had put it back, just the night before, having noted, for whatever reason one might note such a thing, even before I held it to my lips and took in the rich, cool scent of your absence, which seemingly negligent strap it dangled by.